أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah has appointed him as a mubashir, a giver of glad tidings, and a nadir, as a warner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by extension, of course, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to place full trust and have full faith in Allah, the all-loving, the ever-living, who does not die, and who cannot die, who will never die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of Ar-Rahman, and how we can find the path that leads to Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we should ask and we should approach one who is khabir, one who is aware of Ar-Rahman, and through that person it becomes easy for us to be introduced to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla says in the next ayah, drawing our attention to some of His cosmic creation. Allah previously spoke of the wind, Allah spoke of the rain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of water, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the two oceans or the two different types of water, drawing our attention to this source of hidayat, and that is pondering over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now speaking of some of the heavenly creations, Allah says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا. Glorious is the one who has made stellar stars, who has made the formation of stars, stellar constellation of stars in the sky. وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا سِرَاجًا وَقَمَرًا مُنِيرًا. And glorious is the one who has placed a lamp, that is the sun, and in the heaven, in the sky, and He has made in the sky, and He has placed therein a shining bright moon. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon us to study these cosmic creations of His as well. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً. Allah is the one who has made the night and day following each other. خِلْفَةً, coming one after the other. Night is followed by day, day is followed by night. لِمَنْ أَرَاد. Allah says He has created these things and He has made these creations of His for the one who wishes to take heed. لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَن يَذَّكَّرَ. One of the most effective ways of enhancing our love for Allah, one of the most effective ways of increasing our recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by thinking and pondering over the creation of Allah. We must take our time, sometimes even a minute or two, whenever we think of any creation of Allah, whenever we observe a creation of Allah, sometimes the beautiful things around us are ignored because we are so occupied with what we wish to do or with certain things within our minds, or where we wish to go to, or what commitment we need to attend to, or what meeting we need to attend to. Sometimes along the way there are such beautiful things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created around us, which we ignore and which we do not even think about and do not observe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon us to look at these creations of Allah, whether it is one tree that has blossomed into multitudes of wonderful flowers with different colors. Look at it, think about it, and say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and ponder over the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He has created this all, لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَن يَذَكَّرَ, for the one who wishes to take heed, for the one who wishes to ponder, for the one who wishes to reflect, أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا, or the one who wishes to give gratitude. Another thing, you will automatically, when you ponder over the creation of Allah, and you look at the beauty in the creation of Allah, what will you do? You say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. You will express thanks and gratitude to Allah. So Allah says, after mentioning all these different creations of His, there are two objectives. Allah says, one is so that you can ponder over it, you can take heed from it, and number two is you express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all this creation. The next few ayat until the end of the surah are some very special verses. And these are some very often recited verses of the Quran, and they speak of the characteristics of the true servants of Allah, the ibadur rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the characteristics, Allah lists the characteristics, Allah speaks of certain du'as that they constantly make, so that we can try and emulate them and be amongst them. Firstly, Allah said, wa ibadur rahman. Number one, their first characteristic is that they are ibad. Ibad, slaves of Allah. Slave is one who ensures that he is planning, his desires, his ambitions, whatever he does, whatever he plans and doing is in line and in conformity with the desires of Allah. That's an abd, that's a slave. A slave is one who does not consider his desires over the desires of the master, but he considers the wishes and the desires of the master over his own desires. That is a true slave. You do not look at what you want and what you wish to do and what your desires are. You first look at what are the desires of Allah and see whether my desire is in line with that or it is not in line with it. The moment I find it's not in line with that, then I give absolutely no reference to it. And I give absolutely no thought to it. I give absolutely no regard and importance to it. But I put the desires and the wishes of my Allah before me, then you have now completely surrendered to Allah, and that qualifies you and enables you to become an abd of Allah, a true slave of Allah. Allah says, wa ibadur rahman, and the true slaves of Ar-Rahman. Number one, right? So they are abd. They have this quality of ubudiyah, servitude and slavery within them. The next characteristics, Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. Allah says, they are those who walk on the earth, hawnan, with humility. With humility. A great quality and attribute of the true servants of Allah is they possess the quality of humility and humbleness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when they walk on earth, no matter what title they carry, no matter what knowledge they have, no matter what skill they possess, no matter what amount of wealth they may own, no matter what recognition they have, no matter what fame they enjoy, when they walk on the earth, there's no pomp, there's no glory, there's no expression of anything but humility and humbleness. When you see them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you can see an embodiment of humility in them. When they walk and in their approach, the type of decorum, the decorum that they show, the character that they show, Allah says, wa ibadur rahman alladhina yamshuna 'alal ardi hawnan. They walk on the earth, hawnan. Hawnan does not mean slow. It was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to walk at a pace. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would walk, the Sahaba said, he would walk as if he is going towards some objective, as if he is going to fulfill some task. So that there was some, it was an active walking, it was a fast walking, not too fast as well, but not very slow, as if one, you know, has given up on life, or as if one is not walking towards any purpose. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked with some pace in his walking. It was a brisk walk. He walked swiftly, but with the utmost humility. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Another attribute of this. Allah says when the ignorant addresses them, very often the ignorant one wants to provoke them. The ignorant one wants to incite some anger. The ignorant one wants to say something to annoy them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the moment the ignorant one addresses them, they do not argue back. They do not counter the argument. They do not try challenge the ignorant one. Allah says, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ. When the ignorant one addresses them, قَالُوا سَلَامًا. They respond peacefully. They respond peacefully. They walk away. They say, we choose peace. They don't get involved in that unnecessary discussion because they know that the discussion or the argument is prompted and is spurred on by what? By ignorance. The person whose only objective is to provoke you and to incite some anger within you and in order to annoy you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is another attribute of theirs, that when the ignorant one addresses them with the intention of provoking them, of course, and with the intention of arguing with them, قَالُوا سَلَامًا. They walk away, they say, we choose peace, and they respond gracefully and peacefully. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Another attribute of this, attribute number 4. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they spend the night sujjadan, prostrating before Allah. They spend the night qiyaman, standing before Allah. This is the salient quality and feature of the true servant of Allah. The true servant of Allah wakes up, he sacrifices his sleep, and for a few moments during the night, those are the most precious moments that he would look forward to. When you look at the pious predecessors, when the sun would set, they would become extremely happy at the time of sunset. Why? Because they knew a moment is coming during the night where they are going to be standing before their master. They are going to be bowing before their master. They are going to be prostrating before their master. They are going to be talking and conversing before the Allah, raising their hands and expressing their needs and their wants before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That those moments were magical. Those moments were really moments that they had treasured, moments that they had looked forward to, and moments that they would make the most of and take maximum benefit from. Allah says these are true servants and slaves of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ. Constantly they spend the night لِرَبِّهِمْ. لِرَبِّهِمْ. They are spending their night, how? For the sake of their Rabb. What do they do for the sake of their Rabb? سُجَّدًا. You'll find them in prostration. وَقِيَامًا. And you find them standing in prayer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the understanding.